just like Gary Vee says, nice guys may be losing at half time, but they always finish first at the end.
Yeah.
They always win. Take notes again. Again, take notes. Nice guys always win.
Facts.
Unless you're being too nice. Unless you're being too nice.
And it, I don't think most people are too nice. They're usually too hateful in a way. Like, nobody's like this guy's too nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're always complaining about how they did them wrong or some shit like that. Like, very few people are like really nice to the point where it's a detriment to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think a lot of people are kind, but it's just the practice of it. Kindness, like, you have to work on kindness, like, consciously be aware of, like, am I giving out energy that will positively affect people? Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 714 podcast. Today, I have Malcolm here. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, man. It's kind of weird doing this because we're, like we just said before this podcast started, we're like an 8-hour time difference away. He's in England right now. It's crazy. Yeah. Time zones, bro. Like, it's so weird how, like, some of them are like 30 minutes and then some of them are like hours away, and it's just weird. And then there's like this like invisible line where it just crosses like 24 hours. Like, you could go 24 hours back if you go across the Pacific Ocean. Weird.
Yep. Weird. Yeah, but there's no excuses.
Yeah.
You just have to find the right time.
Yeah. I'm glad we got to make it work, man. I mean, England's a dope place, bro. Like, I've been there once. Like, where exactly are you from? Like, if you don't like mind me asking that. Just like the city.
Yeah, I don't mind. I'm from like Southeast London. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm also a bit like I just live outside, just a little bit outside the county. The city.
Yeah. That's good. London's a great city, bro. Like, I love London. Like, it's just
It's really good. It's very good. Yeah, really good.
The people are nice. Everybody just is kind and welcoming. Like, even if they probably get a lot of tourists every like month, really. Like, people come
from
around the world.
Yeah, sometimes I go to London and I do see tourists sometimes. Yeah,
it's crazy. Like, over here where I'm at, like in OC and stuff, we have Disneyland, and so people come for that. But it's not like LA where it's just like crowded and so many people packed in into like one city. That's just like too much for me, like seeing that many people. But it's pretty crazy.
The only thing I heard about the OC is about the fair, the OC fair. It actually looks so nice. Like, I actually want to go there next year. Hopefully next year.
Really?
Hopefully if I have money. Yeah.
It's pretty dope. Like, I've been there like maybe 5 times, but like, I only been there as a kid. Like, I didn't go this year. It's just like, once I've been so many times, I'm like, I don't need to do this shit again. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just have like the experience for it, but it's a good place, you know, just cruise and or just have fun on different rides and stuff. But so you're currently in college, right? Is that
I'm in college right now. Yeah. Well, if I went to America, I'll be in high school.
Okay. Yeah. It's so different. Yeah. Like, I learned about that recently. It's just like college is different than university. That's correct.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a lot more freedom, right? It's so much better than school. So much better than school.
Really?
The freedom is mad.
What type of freedom?
Less teachers as well. Like, the teachers, the rules are quite strict, but the teachers are really good. I really like the teachers, the staff there. Yeah. Making a couple of friends there. have a college football team, or soccer as you call it.
Yeah, football.
Football. Yeah, it's going well. They just started the football team.
Yeah, how's that going?
Yeah, it's going well. There's three teams. There's an A team, there's a B team, there's a C team. I'm currently on the C team, but you know me, I'm determined, always trying to make it to the top.
Yeah,
I've been on the team of the week. I've just been on team of the week, and I've lost that game.
3-1. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, you just got to keep improving yourself every time.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I was captain as well.
Oh, that's amazing, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to play soccer, I guess. I'll just call it soccer because I'm used to it. But
yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I used to play that when I was a kid, like for teams and stuff. And I still love playing it. Like whenever I'm with friends or something, like we go to a park and we could just play around. Like it's such a fun sport. Yeah.
That pick up.
Yeah.
Pick up. Yeah, yeah. We don't call it pick up in England, but pick up is nice. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. But talking about like school and stuff, what's your thought on like the school system in general? Like, because I know you wanted to talk about that.
System. Let me tell you about like they start like secondary school. I think let's take away college for now,
mm-hmm.
but let's talk about like school. Like this is something to do with the UK and the US, because I think the school system is broken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you, it's broken. Why? They may teach you all the maths, the English, the science, the ones that are so important, but to me they don't look so important. Like, no, I don't think they're actually the most important things in your life. There's so much more to in life, and you're teaching me more about science. Why, what, to find X in maths in this algebra crap? Like, why am I learning algebra?
I think
for my scores in my GCSEs, but you don't know what it is, like grand certificate of secondary education, but
mm-hmm.
I think you call it like your SAT, GED.
SAT. Well,
in England, we call them the GCSEs, and then we do the A level, which I'm not doing because I'm in college.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. So back to it. It's broken. It's really broken. I think it can improve a lot. Like, have you seen Printy A?
I love his videos, bro.
Yeah. Like, for America, he can be the change of education.
Mm-hmm.
Big, big time. If you guys check on my page, official Malcolm _17, you see I've done this. I did a speech.
Is that where is that at? On Instagram or?
Yeah, it's on Instagram. Yeah.
Okay.
Check it out. You see I've done a speech talking about experiences outside of school,
mm-hmm.
and what education to me really looks like.
Bro, it's really like right now you could tell that the education system in general is kind of remained the same. Like it's been a constant for a long time and it hasn't adapted to the people and to the internet, especially. Like half the shit, or more than half, you could learn on the internet. More than half, you can go on YouTube.
You can learn on the internet. Listen, it all goes back to the olden times.
Yeah.
You know, I think John D. Rockefeller,
mm-hmm.
I hope I got it right.
Rockefeller.
He said, I don't want to create Do you remember the quote? All I know is he said is, I want to create workers. Workers, like, wait, what? That's why we're in the system. We're in the system. We are in the system.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get out of this matrix. Like,
yeah. We're not born to live like everybody else and like do things standardized and have everything planned for us and stuff like that.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Everyone is different. And that is so powerful. Everyone is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's different.
Yeah. And it's different. Like, not in the sense that like some people are worse than others. Like it's different for the fact that everybody is great in their own right. Like that's,
yeah.
That's what I get out of it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I don't like grades. Like, yeah, I've passed some, except apart from maths. Mm-hmm. I have to retake it. I think I've been robbed. Like,
really?
I should have passed it.
Yeah.
I should have passed, but oh well. Hopefully I can retake in November because I want to just get this over and done with. Yeah.
What do you think like the new system should be? Like, even if, let's not call it system, like the new thing, what should it be for education?
Oh, I've got a lot. I think I wrote it down on my notes on my phone, but I'm just gonna say it from my head. It should be a bit like my college, like a bit like college. Mm-hmm. You know, you should have more kind of teachers. I think there are kind teachers, yeah, of course, but more of that. I need more of that. I need more teaching of life skills, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We can keep the maths, the English, the science, all the subjects. I think it should be based on addition, not, and a little bit of taking away. Yeah,
I think it should be like more about learning self-awareness at a young age.
Learning, yes. Even from like year one or year two, which is like around kindergarten or preschool, or elementary school,
yeah,
all starts from there. Yeah. By the way, for my American people, if you're getting the years and the grades wrong, if I was to go to America right now to go study, I'd be in 11th grade right now. I just finished year 11, which is 10th grade, which is the sophomore year.
Yeah, sophomore.
Yeah, it's sophomore. And then, so basically, the years in England is one above in America. So ninth grade is year 10. 8th grade is year 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that 11th is the last one? Is the, or
year
until university?
Year 11 is in England. And after that, you go to a place called sixth form where there's year 12, year 13.
Oh, okay.
And then I think you go to university.
Okay, that's a lot of shit.
So after year 11, you go to either sixth form or college. I think college is so much better. Oh, yeah, I'm enjoying myself a lot. Making new friends, but I think I'm making better friends in secondary school, to be honest.
I mean, you're, as a, that's like elementary school, right? Is that secondary?
Secondary school
is high school.
Yeah, like, secondary school, high school, okay. Secondary school.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of my friends are, I've made since like elementary and middle school. Like, that's because in my area where I grew up, there's like, you have the elementary school, middle school, which is like seventh and eighth grade. Usually it's combined in a lot of places, but we had a separate school for that, and then high school. And so all my friends, most of my friends, went through the same schools as me. And so like, I've known some of my friends since I was like 5 years old, and we still like hang out and shit. So it's crazy. Like that relationship. Yeah.
Yeah. So like you have for elementary school, middle school, high school, there's separate schools. Schools.
Yeah. Like literally I think buildings.
I think the same goes for England as well. For some schools, not all schools. We have a primary school. There's a primary school, secondary school. For the secondary school, there might be a boys' school and a girls' school. Yeah, as well. I think back to addition in the school system, there should be lots of stuff, including self-awareness, kindness, happiness, nutrition. I think more nutrition, we do like stuff like food tech, like making food, but I think nutrition should be taught to everyone, how to grow your food and that, like
the proper types of food to eat and why to eat them. Like, right, usually they just say like eat your vegetables. Like, what does that really mean? You know what I'm saying? Like,
your vegetables. What? tell me how to grow them. Like,
yeah,
how to grow your vegetables.
Yeah. And I mean, especially right now with, of course, the pandemic, it's been like a global thing. Everybody in the world knows that there's a pandemic and it's raised awareness for health. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's because of the coronavirus and because of, you know, diseases have always been around, but I think because of this past year and people are starting to understand how important health is, like, not only should you like exercise, but you had to eat right and you had to, you know, get certain vitamins and minerals in your body that help you for your immune system and everything, really. Like, your body functions at a higher level because you eat right. And and you know, to like over here in America, like, it is expensive. It's more expensive to eat healthier, like the produce and like getting fresh, and it's more time consuming as well. Like, to get fresh produce, you got to go to the grocery store, get it, cook everything, prepare it. Like, that all takes more time. And so a lot of people take the more convenient route, especially in America, where people are always like running, like they're going, they always want something to do. They'd rather go in and pick up something quick to eat and just forget about it. Like, and move on with the rest of the day. But in reality, you want to have, or in a better society, you want to have better options, healthier options for everybody at a good price. And, you know, I really don't know the answer, like how it's all done. Like, of course, you know, it's a big supply chain to do all that, but we had to start going in that direction of more healthier options, and I know people have been doing it more and more, so it's good to see, you know.
Healthy food is so good, but like, balance is key. I think balance is very key. Like, you don't need to cut out junk food, just cut down, limit it. That's exactly what I'm trying to do, is currently trying to do as well. Oh my god, you need that mental strength.
Sometimes
I tried to eat an 80-20 diet and have like maximum two cheat days. That looks fair.
What are those cheat meals for you, like in England? What do you get, like, what cheat meals or cheat food do you enjoy the most?
We have, I actually don't know, like, wherever it comes, like, maybe a McDonald's or a KFC, or like, you know, I don't know what you have, but we have, like, in England, like, London, we have, like, a lot of chicken and chip stores, like chicken wings and fries. Let's say fries.
I know Nando's is big there. I love Nando's. Nando's.
Nando's is so good. I can't lie to you.
I wish they had it in LA, dude. They have it in
They should, man.
They have it in DC, Washington DC, which is, and Chicago. which is on the East Coast. And so,
yeah, the East Coast, yeah.
Yeah, they,
but yeah. But we have a taco, we have a Taco Bell. Yeah, I live near, like, I where I live, there's Taco Bells coming in, like, where I live.
Really?
I'm like, damn. We do have like Krispy Kreme. Like, I live near like a shopping mall. Yeah. We have like stuff like Krispy Kreme and I think Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
TGI Fridays. Five Guys.
Yeah. We have all that. So.
Yeah. That's damn good, dude.
I know. Like, do you guys have Chick-fil-A too?
Chick-fil-A? No, we don't have any Chuck E. Cheese in that. No.
Yeah, no. Okay.
No.
Chick-fil-A is, like, that shit's always packed, and it's closed on Sundays, like, for religious reasons, but from Monday through Saturday, you could go there anytime. It's always packed over here. Like, it's crazy. Craziness.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's insane.
No.
Yeah, the drive-through, you go inside, like, it's crazy. And what people love about it the most is, like, the service of the people. Like, they train all their employees to not only just take orders and stuff, but, like, treat everybody with kindness. Like, you could tell, like,
exactly.
My
that's
pleasure
not
and,
right.
Like, good, like, good courtesy, I guess you could call it. But, most of those like fast food places, they don't teach their employees like that certain etiquette, and that place goes the extra mile to do that. And you could tell like the employees and everybody, they work in a good environment. Like it not only impacts them, but it impacts the customer at the end of the day too, because they show that love in the beginning, and it's good. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish they had that in the UK. I mean, no, the employees are just normal people. I think only like very 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 few people, only very few people in the UK.
Mm-hmm. But I think people. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think there should be more people like that, and If you're setting up a business and you're training your employees to be spreading kindness, your business is gonna go far. Like, your employees, I think there's more of a chance that your employees might want to stay and work, like, be happy with where they are, like, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. When you're able to when you're able to see things from other people's perspective and really help them and seek their interests first, like, whatever it is, like, your employee could have a family emergency, right? They need to go to on a flight and see their grandmother or something. If you say like, no, you can't do that, like, and try to basically limit them and tell them what exactly you should do and not really see their perspective on it, of course they're mm-hmm. gonna like not be at to their best of the ability to like perform every single day, because you're not treating them with kindness, or you're not treating them how you should. I think everybody should be treated with fairness and kindness and compassion and empathy over directly telling somebody that this is how it has to be. I don't think it should be like that. Like, everybody deals through so many different circumstances on a daily basis. Like, you're walking past people all the time and you have no idea what they're thinking about or what they're going through. So every time you're around people, even if they might, be smiling and just like, they might just have a face on, like, you don't know what's really going on. So always have empathy and compassion for everybody around you. You know, it makes a difference.
Yeah. Business owners, take notes. Take mm-hmm. some good notes. I think if you're watching this right now, take notes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, your business will go far.
Yeah, yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's just all people, right? Like, that's all
kindness,
it is.
Kindness always wins. Kindness, mm-hmm. Let me say that again. Kindness always wins. This nice guy's face love bullshit. Nah. Unless you're being too nice. Don't be too way too yeah. nice. Like, don't be too nice. That's when you'll finish last.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you know Gary V, you know Gary V,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. But
yeah, that man
the nice guys when nice guys finish last, it's because they expect something back. It's always something to do with expectation. Mm-hmm. They expect something back.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Yeah. When you don't expect it and you just give out of the kindness of your heart and because you want to, and you don't really expect anything back, you just want to give because it makes you feel good. It makes that the other person feel good. I mean, that's why I do. I mean, like, I love giving back to people. I love sharing. Like, all my content is free. Like, I don't charge anything for this, like, because I want to give back. I want to share this information. I have this knowledge, and I bring people like you on because I want to share these ideas, because it really, I want to give it to them, and I want to give it to people that want to listen. And
you have a lot of value.
Yeah.
A lot of value.
Yeah.
A lot
exactly.
of value. Yeah. Just like Gary Vee says, nice guys may be losing at halftime, mm-hmm. but they always finish first at the end.
Yeah.
They always win. Take notes again. Again, take notes. Nice guys always win.
Facts.
Unless you're being too nice. Unless you're being too nice.
And it, be kind. I don't think most people. I don't think most people are too nice. They're usually too hateful in a way. Like, no, nobody's like this guy's too nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're always complaining about how they did them wrong or some shit like that. Like, nobody, very few people are like really nice to the point where it's a detriment to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think more people, a lot of people are kind, but it's just the practice of it. Kindness, like, you have to work on kindness, like, consciously be aware of, like, am I giving out energy that will positively affect people? Like, that's, I focus on that so much because, I mean, like, there's this great, great analogy, I guess you could say, by Wayne Dyer. He said, if you squeeze an orange, what do you get? If you squeeze an orange, what do you get?
You get like juice.
Yeah, juice. Now, if do you, in the, when you squeeze an orange, do you get apple juice? No, right?
No,
you don't get mango.
You don't get mango juice.
Yeah, you don't get mango.
Raspberry juice. You don't get strawberry. You get orange juice.
You get orange juice. Yeah, and it's not because it's an orange. It's because that's what's inside, right?
Yes.
It's orange juice is inside an orange. Now, the same thing with people. If you have love within you, if you have positive energy within you, and somebody squeezes you, right? If somebody pressures you, somebody says something hateful about you, somebody does anything to you, if that's all you have within you, that's all you'll give. That's the only thing that will come out of you is love and appreciation and gratitude, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting perspective, man. But I love learning about this stuff. Like, I go on YouTube every single day and learn these new ideas. Cause again, like you said, we're not taught this at all, like in school. Yeah. And
we need to be taught this more.
Yeah.
We need to be taught this more. Like teachers, not even teachers need to see this as well. Like, I think some of my teachers in my secondary school learned this as well. That they highly agreed with me. You see, the speech I did was part of my,
Presentation.
Wait, hold on. Your minds might be blown. It was part of my English assessment, like English exam, my English language. Yeah. I was just doing a creative writing thing, like to me, I'm autistic. Like, so I don't really do my exams in the in a hall with other people. Mm-hmm. I do my exam. Hold on, I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Malcolm, wait. A few moments later.
Nah, that's my little brother, man.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry.
He has a lot of energy, bro. He's just coming out there.
So, what were we talking about?
You were talking about how you don't take tests in a hall like you have because of autism and
So basically I do my test in a quiet room with another person, a one-to-one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so something like a scribe, like someone that I read and write if I wanted them to. So, and also I get extra time as well in my test as well. Creative writing is what I thrive on, like, immensely. Mm-hmm. I thrive on it so much, yeah. That is my biggest strength of English.
Being able to just write without like any prompt or anything, is that creative writing? Is just like you writing whatever, or
it's told you what to write about. So it told you to write about. It told me to write about my experiences of education, which I've done. I've wrote that, and they said it was really good. That even though I asked them to, that was the point, the breaking point when I asked them to do the speech.
Mm-hmm.
That I was prepared to get out of my comfort zone, yeah. That then fast forward to that, to the point.
Your mic is going in and out, like for some reason. Okay, now it came back in. Like for some reason, it's coming in and out. Like,
So first, it's like 25th of June. Yeah, we're doing the leavers assembly. Near the end. My principal called me up to stage, and then bam, all the performances, the awards, the noise it made was unreal. It's insane, insane. It was insane, yeah.
That's amazing.
I was confident going back, went straight back to my seat. But even though I went to my seat, everyone was still clapping, still making that noise. But I got up from my seat and I was hugging everybody, high-fiving everybody. Mm-hmm. Even some people was crying as well. Like, yeah, when we went to the canteen and then to have some food to celebrate, take pictures with people, say our byes. Everyone was so proud of me. My speech is so good. Oh, yeah, it was good there.
Yeah.
I have to give respect to some. I have to pay some respect to some of my they're the ones that helped me as well. Even when it comes to school, I have one favorite TA. I think my primary school, which is around elementary to middle school. I had one favorite teacher. My secondary school, which is middle to high school, I had one favorite teacher. Teaching assistant.
Okay.
They're really good to me. So I give them a lot of respect back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing, bro, that you got to do that. And like it's an inspiration to other people too, to like, even if, you know, the circumstances might not be the best, like you could still do what you want to do, right? Like, don't let anything limit you, or don't let anybody tell you that just because you might be, you're not like everybody else, that doesn't mean that you can't be the best of that you could possibly become, right? Like, it's you never know what that best is. Like, every day you just keep improving, because your potential is like unlimited. There's no limit.
No limits at all.
Yeah, exactly.
I just, because that's why I did that big things, yeah. I was just playing through my story. Big things happening in my Snapchat story. Mm-hmm. Big things happening. Like, even for my at my primary school, it's always at the end of this type of school, like at the end of primary school, it's year six, which is fifth grade. At the end of year six, I did two things. I wrote a letter to my head teacher about a travel club. I don't even know what happened now. I don't even know if it's happening then. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote a letter to the MP. I think it's Member of Parliament. A map of the whole, a train map of the whole UK. Yeah, really? I've done that. Wow. I don't think she's answered anyway, but no matter. Like, yeah.
At least you
tried. I think I've lost a little bit of interest in trains and that. I think I'm more focused on football. So, but now it comes to then goes to secondary school. I did a speech. Now when it goes to college, I'm going to do something proper big, like real big, really big. Maybe not when I finish college, but maybe when I finish my first year. I only have like 2 years in college.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe when I finish my first year, like all the people from my college hearing this, yeah. At the end of a year, whether first year, second year, when I finish, I'm gonna do something big. I'm doing something big. Nice. Big things happening very soon.
That's amazing, bro. Yeah. Like, what, you know, since you said like you have autism and you're going through that, what kind of mindset have you developed because of that? Like, because of autism, what kind of mindset did you have to develop to be able to do these speeches, to be able to perform at a high level because you wanted to do that, you know? Was it a struggle for you? Or,
to be honest, yeah, it was kind of a struggle, but then at the end it don't mean shit because my autism might hold me back a bit, but as long as I keep pushing forward, like, it's always belief, hard work, smart work, everything, like, belief, positivity in that. Like, my autism didn't stop shit. Like, it didn't stop me from doing anything.
Yeah.
It's
just important to I think, listen to positive people like Gary Vee and listen to positive content. Like, I know you post a lot of positive content on your TikTok and stuff. So just hearing that message over and over and over again will lead you to believe in yourself and believe in the good that you have to give to this world, you know? It's just, you're unlimited, like we said, you know, that you could share to this world.
Yeah, it's quite mad, like, oh my God. Developing that mindset, like, the lockdown literally woke the shit of me up. It woke me up, like, whoa. It woke the shit out of me. Like, I'm a much better person than last year. Like,
yes.
Last year, last year, I was more on my phone. I was eating crap, more less productive. But right now, I'm aware of what I need to be doing. Although I'm still doing the same thing, but yeah. I'm not perfect, so I'm just slowly adapting to the one percenters. Mm-hmm.
It takes time. It's a process.
Takes time. Don't rush it. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it. Yeah. Make sure you enjoy the process a lot. Yeah. A lot.
Every step is like every moment you could enjoy. Like it's all part of the journey of your life, you know? And this all you got. Like when Gary Vee first said, when I first heard it from him and he said, you only have one life. Like that shit took me back.
You only have one life.
Yeah.
Don't take it for granted.
Exactly.
Or did I say it right? Oh, don't take it for granted. Like tomorrow is not guaranteed. Like tomorrow is not guaranteed.
Facts.
You hear me? You know what I'm saying? Like tomorrow you could die. You could die tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You might not live tomorrow. Live your damn life. Same. Live your life on your own terms. Live your life like that. Stop doing what other people think.
Yeah.
Stop. Why do you need to give a shit? Why do you need to give a shit what other people think about you?
Yeah. It's mostly
be you.
Yeah. We're trained to think or to give a high level of importance on other people and their thoughts as kids, you know, like you want to feel important. Like that's one of our most humane needs is to feel like the feeling of importance is of high value. Like it's up there with oxygen. Like we need that shit to survive. And so as a kid, what do you do to get that feeling of importance? Like your teachers and stuff, you want them to be proud of you. Like, so you fall in line, you know, that's what you do. You fall in line with and follow the rules and meet the expectations, whatever it is, you know, in school, you do that with parents, you do that. But at the end of when you grow older, you start to understand it's not what you do like everybody else that matters. It's what you do differently. It's what you, and it's not like different to being like just for different sake, you know. Don't just be different. You're already different. Just be you. That's all it is.
Like this goes for African parents. This goes for Asian families, African parents, African families. Like
everybody.
Just be you.
Mm-hmm.
Like the grades you get don't determine you. Like I think both Asian and African parents needs to understand that.
Don't lie
about the 9-9-9, unless depends on what you're trying to do in life.
Yeah.
Don't be a doctor because your mum wants you to. Your father, your dad. Mm-hmm. You know? Don't.
Yeah.
You need to follow your damn passion.
Exactly.
It's not all about the nines or the A stars and that. It's about
being you and being your happy self. You know?
Understanding yourself and being you to the being you because it makes you happy, you know. It's not because of other people's opinions or how it makes other people feel. It's because it makes you feel the most happiest and because of that, like here's another great saying or quote, I guess you could say, is you can't be poor enough to make somebody else rich, and you can't be sick enough to make someone else healthy.
That hit me. That hit me, you know?
Yeah.
That hit me.
Exactly, bro. Like when I first heard that, I was like, yeah, you can't. So why not me become the best that I could possibly be so that I could give my best to other people? Because when you don't try, when you don't follow your dreams, when you don't have that passion and tenacity to go after it, and then that's the type of energy you carry to other people. And so if you have the passion, you carry positivity and all that around you, then that's what you share to everybody. That's what you give to everybody. And that makes, I mean, you look at every successful person, that's what they have. It's not like every single successful person. You look at it A to Z, like whatever you call success, they have it, you know?
Yeah. I think let's move on to a different topic. Let's talk about our generation. Our generation of kids, let's say my age, 16 years old, like, or a bit older, 16, 25. Our generation is literally fucked. It's fucked. Our generation is fucked.
How like, is it?
to be honest, like recently, after I finished secondary school, I'm seeing loads of people smoking and all that crap. Moving on to vaping, moving on to drinking so much alcohol and that, moving to partying so much, like partying. Like, what the hell is that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck do you need to smoke for? What is it? What is that giving you? All that nicotine and giving that addiction and that.
Mm-hmm. It's more like the, like I said before, about environment, right? Like when everybody else is doing it and you want that feeling of importance, that's what you're going to do.
Environment.
Yeah.
Environment. Like, so like, I just felt like so many people are just moving to smoking, these dead habits. Those bad habits. Oh my God. Oh.
Yeah. Like, it's when I so see bad.
It, I just, oh. Why all these like good looking girls that smoke? No. In a few years time, you'll be fucking ugly. Like, fuck's sake. Why? You're gonna look ugly. Take care of your damn health.
Exactly, bro.
I'd rather vape. I don't think there's not like any like good to vaping, but I think it's better than smoking.
Like cigarettes, probably, yeah. But it's still high in nicotine and it's still addictive. Like these companies that do this, I don't think it's highly regulated. Maybe it's different in the UK, but over here, like, it's not. Like, people do all kinds of stuff, and it's because it's like vaping is legal, but these hardcore drugs, like, you know, cocaine and stuff like that, it's illegal, and therefore a lot of people, like, it's smuggled into the country, right? And so you don't know how they made it, who made it. Like, it could be something, like, you could buy something and it could be completely different than what you wanted, right? You have no idea what you're getting. And so the best way is to, like, just avoid it, I guess. Like, I know some people are really addicted and they're trying to get off it, and it's a journey. Like, I have no expertise in that area, so I'm not even going to talk about it. But the best thing, especially for young kids, is to not do it in the first place. It's just a better...
pointless. I would never, like, ever in my damn life would smoke. Like, that's literally prohibited. Not allowed in my life. Never again. I'll never touch a cigarette. I'll never touch alcohol. Like, never in my life. Never.
Yeah, it's a good rule.
I don't even like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think most people don't like it, dude. They just, most people just do it because everybody else is doing it and they want to feel part of a group or their friends are doing it, so they just do it, you know. It's kind of like peer pressuring, but they just do it because it that's all they know. Like, that's what they're surrounded with, you know.
Yeah.
I would like to go to a party, but I'd only take the drink. I'd only take the fizzy drink. I wouldn't even touch the alcohol. Like, if the alcohol's the one, I'd move that in a way until I find, like, maybe a Coke or Fanta or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. In England, it's the drinking age is 18, right?
Yeah, I think the drinking age is 21.
Yeah, 21 over here. Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of people start at 18. Like, really, most people just start drinking at 18.
In the US.
But you can't go to, like, bars and stuff. But yeah, like at high school parties and whatever, like, it's there. You know what I'm saying? So it's weird.
Yeah. Speaking of parties, I haven't been, like, speaking of screens in, like, school, I haven't been to a party since year eight. Like, year eight, seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been invited to one. I've asked for one, but I don't think they have accepted. Like, I've never went to a party. I actually wanted to, but I never did. Like, sometimes they make these girls. Some people must make these girls only parties. Like, what the hell is that? Like, I mean, I respect that, but don't invite me, man. I want to be part of the fun, man. Moving on to school.
Cool. I think
school and college, like, I think, to be honest, I had pretty good friends in school, in secondary school, but to be honest, in college, most of my friends are much better than my secondary school friends, because
mm-hmm.
I'm a little different. Like, no disrespect, but my friends in school, kind people, positive, but most of my college friends I made right now are much better, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you grow out of your friend group a lot. Like, I mean, some friends that I don't talk to anymore because we just don't see eye to eye anymore. Like, it's not because of an argument or anything, but it's just because I grew and into a different person, you know? And so you move on to better relationships, because I mean, I believe this more than anything, is that you attract the people that you are. Like, you attract the type of people that you have, like, you are inside. Like, you're the type of person, if you're positive and you look at life optimistically, you're gonna find people that look at life just like that. Like, me and you, how do you think we met? Like, it's just because
I've had you on a post. Like, I'm just thinking of doing some podcasts with some people.
How random is that? Like, I don't even use that account anymore, and I randomly just, like, went on it one day and I saw that post and I was like, oh shit, I need to talk to this guy. And we made it happen. Like, it's luckily, crazy how the universe works. Crazy.
The law of attraction, man.
Yeah,
I think going on to friends, like, when it comes to my secondary school, like, I think some people from my school know that, but when it comes to break times, lunch times, I'm all about niche. I do have friends, but I'm sometimes mainly I'm alone. Like, no one comes to me. No one comes to me. I only go to them.
I mean, it's good to have alone time. It builds you.
I have no doubt about that.
Yeah, but it's also good to have a good environment, like people around you that make you feel better, and also people that lift you up. It's important to have that environment of friends, and it's sometimes you just want to have fun and you just talk. Like, I call my friends, like, during COVID and stuff. Like, I used to have, like, 1 hour conversations with them, like, just for fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it makes.
I never had that.
Really?
All these. Yeah, sometimes these group chats.
Everybody texts nowadays. Like, everybody, nobody, like, a lot of people don't call, I think, especially maybe, I mean, I haven't been in high school for a few years now, but I don't know how it is. Some people do call, but it depends, like, person to person. A lot of people prefer texting, and like they leave you on red for like an hour, 2 hours. They see the and then they text you later and shit. Like, I'd rather have you talking live, like me hearing your voice and having a actual conversation rather than just a few texts. Like, I text now and then, but like if we're yeah. discussing something, then yeah, I'd rather call you, you know?
Yeah, yeah. If I was lonely, if I never went to people, apart from people saying like, yes, Malcolm, yes, Malx, or, you know, just saying hello, I'll be a lonely fucker, man. I'll be like completely lonely, like no one chilling with me. I go to chill with people. No one comes to chill with me. Damn.
Like, yeah, I mean,
when people want to sit on the bench, I only go to them. No one comes to me. No one. But I still have good friends though. But
yeah,
it's fine. I have to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, you got
bus. Yeah.
Yeah. Even though it sometimes it's like that, like, but it's good to reach out to people. Like, if you play football and stuff, so when there's like a game going on, like just or there's people that are playing like just for fun or something, like go join in. You know, that's what I always do. Like, I play.
That's what I do. Yeah.
I play a lot of basketball now, and at my college I play basketball during the weekdays, and it's just like a pickup game. It's not like any competition or anything, but you go in and people are playing it. You just say, let's just fucking play for a little bit. And you make friends that way. You know, you have people with a similar interest for you, like people that like playing basketball. That's already one interest. And then you start talking to them. Oh shit, they like this YouTuber, they like watching their videos, and then you also like watching that, and so you like connect and bond over different stuff. It happens so quick. Like, I've made like so many friends that way, just from one interest going on to like so much more. Yeah.
When it goes on to college, yeah, like I think three of my mates, the old girls, like now I think I'm starting to realize who my real mates are. Like, on our break, and I think them three play football as well with me, so that's a really good bonding. Mm-hmm. So they invited me over to come walk with them. Rarely get in secondary school. I think I have like once or twice, but I just had one yesterday. Really nice of them. If they're watching this right now, thank you. Really good of them.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to school, now let me tell you, this is pretty funny. This is something new, like girlfriends and that. Damn, like I think this started in like year eight.
Whenever
I talk to someone, I talk to the girl. Someone comes out a little bit TV. You like that girl. Oh my god, like
yeah.
If you go to my secondary school, you'd understand. Yeah. You're watching this right now. I like this girl. Even one time, a lot of people, a lot of us, were just sitting on the bench.
I gave, this is for the littlest thing ever. I gave one girl a grape. Yeah? And guess what happened? A grape. And everyone started going, oh, you like her. Even sometimes, yeah, this girl.
Yeah, I mean, that's just because, like, they're young. Like, it's cool.
But it's cool. Now I've matured from that. Because I didn't really like it. But I think I'm quite used to it now.
Yeah.
Because also, there was this girl. We were just sitting, all of us were just sitting on a bench. Just telling me to put my arm around her, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then slowly, unconsciously, just very slowly, my hand just reached out to her bum, to her butt.
Yeah.
Oh my, right, damn, like, over that, ooh. And then like, also some people keep talking about my bum, like my butt. Mm-hmm. Like, what? Like, why me? Why me? Like, damn. Big, keep calling me, like, stuff like Big Bum Malcolm, like Big Batty Malcolm, like, you know,
really?
Batty means like bum. Mm.
Like, okay.
Dumb.
Yeah. You can't listen to those people, bro. Like, that, you gotta block all that shit out.
But it's mainly like a joke, to be honest. Yeah, so yeah. I'm quite used to it. So it's all cool. I know, but then now it's continued on to secondary school. No, not secondary school, college. It's continued on to college.
Really?
Why is it continued on to college? Is people I'm getting to know, I'm starting to know. Like, damn.
What are they saying?
No. Well, I'd say this one's like a compliment. One girl just recently told me that, oh, you go, he told me, oh, your bum's so big. Like, we're like, what? But I took that as a compliment. Not some random girl. Not some random girl.
Okay.
Some girl in the football team.
Okay.
I'd
be like, what the?
And she keeps joking about, like, I want to trade bums with you. Like, what the heck? What are you talking about?
That's like, funny. That's
even
funny.
When it comes to girlfriends, the cycle will continue. The cycle continues. You know why? You know what happened? Like, asked a girl quietly for a snap.
Mm-hmm.
But then, unfortunately, one guy heard. Like, when it comes to asking a girl for a snap with boys around, things just get sticky. Like, it's sticky situations. Like, not this jokey, sticky situations. Like, it's the same thing. They're just joking about, teasing about, little jokes about, oh, you like it, you want to snap me, you want to, like,
yeah. Yeah, that, yeah. People are always like gonna be like that, bro. Like, just be confident. Like, I think that's literally all it takes. Is just if you like love yourself first, you could love other people for. Other people,
yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. It's all a joke, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
I love all of them, you know.
Yeah, it's good. Should we wrap this up?
No. I think I've got some other topics to talk about. When it comes to friends, let's go to friends.
Okay.
Are you sure you fine about it?
We could go like how long, whatever, maybe like. I don't know, 15 minutes, I guess.
All right, let's go. I think I've lost one friend right now. It's another girl. To be honest, as a boyfriend.
Your mic is still not working, I think. Like, it's been going in and out for some reason.
Yeah, so...
Okay, I could hear you.
Yeah, so...
Move the camera a little bit up. Yeah.
So, basically, We were on good terms. But it's all by text. To be honest, it's all by text. Like, yeah, she's low. She's quite local. We actually rarely ever met. Like, she's friends with some of my mates in school. We rarely ever met. We only met like a few times, mm-hmm. But not really having like a conversation, to be honest. Like, we've all been having like good times via text until fast forward to this moment. Like, Pryor's really like dry. She's pretty like dry, but I think she might be antisocial. I was pretty tired of one word answers, like dry replies, like that's so boring. Like,
I know you can't have a relationship with that. Like, it's not healthy. It's not fun.
I don't really have like a relationship. No, I wasn't really trying to have a relationship, but
I'm saying like not like that, but like even with like a friendship, relationship.
Friendship.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, yeah, and then I think because she has a boyfriend, but I think she started airing me like just she started like not opening my messages and not replying to me, and then to be honest, like. She then blocked me. Like, I was like, what? Why would she block me? Like, why would she do something like that? To be honest, like, probably because she has a boyfriend. Like, I don't like it when boyfriends control their girlfriend, because
I mean, that's just because they're insecure. That's on their part, bro.
Like, if I had a girlfriend right now, I wouldn't mind them talking to boys unless they're flirting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't mind. Like, it's fine. Don't flirt. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, you, like, she brought, so she, no, 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 let me get to that part. Because,
yeah, she blocked you, and then what?
If she cheats on me now, because I watched some TikTok, do you know a guy called Alex Sedlak?
Yeah, I know.
Oh yeah. If she cheats on me, I could just say thank you, and because now I know she wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can maybe give her a second chance, which might be unlikely, but I could just say thank you, because I now know that you're not the person for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So basically, she blocked me, yeah. But then I was talking to one of my other mates, and she asked I asked him if she blocked you, but he said no. He said no, but he removed her. He removed her, but that's because she didn't invite him to her party, the same as me. Like, I think we were good friends, but she didn't invite me to her party. Like, why wouldn't she do that? But.
Yeah, I mean, you can't take it personally. Yeah.
Like, to be honest, yeah. I think, like, and then she started not opening my messages. Like, I've been talking to him about it, and then he literally hates her right now. And then I told him, like, let's make her regret it. Like,
But then, yeah, and he said, he's been telling me to leave her alone, which I'm doing right now. We're starting to leave her alone. Mm-hmm. But then, I think we finished the conversation, but then right at that moment, a minute after we finished this conversation, she texted me. I mean, we still had each other's numbers.
Mm-hmm.
She texted me, leave me. She said this word, three words, leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Really?
I said, okay. I'm not going to regret anything. And then I said, wish you the best for your future.
Yeah.
But then I still didn't really understand. How did she find out? How did she find out? Did that guy I was talking to, did she tell her? Mm-hmm. Like,
but yeah, like you were talking about, Alex Sedlak, right? You watch his videos and he's really been, a good influence on a lot of people.
Cause
he talks a lot about not only relationships, but about, you know, yourself and a lot of stuff that we talk about and that we're interested in. And
yeah,
I mean, I talked to him, through text and stuff, but yeah, dude, he's definitely a great influence on people because not only is he sharing valuable information that like to younger people, like our age and stuff, like he relates it to that younger audience. Yeah.
And
those ideas are like, and he even has like his own program, like Create Your Reality, like mentorship stuff that he does. And so, people are really into that. And I think we need more people that are willing to take that risk and share the content. You don't even have to do buy the program or anything. Just like listen to some of the things that he says.
Yeah.
And it really makes an impact on your life because these new ideas are literally life-changing, especially if you haven't heard them before, you know?
Yeah. So going back to that moment, I was still shocked and then I asked her, how did you find out what we were talking about? But then she said, can you fuck off and go away? Like, this is creepy. Those three words, this is creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm thinking, are you absolutely mad? Are you mad? Like, when you found out about that conversation, that's creepy. That is creepy. Like, that's more creepier. If what I was doing was creepy, I'm not gonna lie. No doubt, no denying that. No lies. That was creepy. How she found out was creepier.
Yeah.
Creepier.
That's crazy.
Sounds creepier. And so I told her, and then I asked her again. And she said, "Go away." And I said, "Fuck you. Fuck you." And then it said it's done.
Yeah, it's done.
And she said, what's done? But I said, don't worry. To be honest, I don't think, I really don't know what she's going through. She might be going through something. Because to be honest, I might actually give her a second chance. Is that possible? Most likely not. But if she, I'm going to make up to her to come and make things up to me. If she wants to come make it up, she can, but she doesn't, that's it, that's done. Like, I'm going to try to leave her alone. This is the first time it's happened to me. Mm. Like, I'm going to try to leave her alone.
Yeah. All right, bro. I think I got to wrap everything up here, but it was good having you on. I'm glad we got to make this happen because I think it's important to have people like you. I know, make sure to go follow him on TikTok. Like, he has great content on there. And we talked a lot about mindset and understanding yourself and so much. Like, there's so many ideas out there that will positively impact you if you go searching for it. Like, it's here. And we both know that.
Elevation.
Yeah, we both know that. It's just the repetition of those ideas and having that environment around you. So I'm glad we got to have this conversation, and hopefully I can meet you in person one day, you know, like either you come over here, I might go to London another time, you know, who knows, hopefully when everything like clears up these travel restrictions and whatnot, you know, so.
Yeah. My underscore mindset elevation is blowing up right now. 20K followers.
Nice,
can you believe
man.
That? People are talking about me in college, even in secondary school. Mad. Like, really? I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, underscore mindset elevation. Come here, follow it, boss up.
Yeah.
Boss the fuck up, you know? Level up. Level up, people. You know?
Man, shout out to Malcolm and thanks again for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed the conversation as well. And peace.